Welcome to Agree to Disagree, the podcast that discusses movies and people agree or disagree on it, I guess. I'll make a point to get that down better. I'll practice in front of the mirror or something.
Just do it now.
Welcome to Agree to Disagree, the podcast in which movies are discussed and people disagree or agree. Basically the exact same thing.
We're keeping all this.
Okay. Anyways, for this week's episode, we'll be discussing Kick-Ass, the movie starring Nicolas Cage, some other people, Aaron Johnson, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, and Chloe Moretz.
She's Is that the little girl?
Hit girl, yeah. Movie's directed by Matthew Vaughn, who's also responsible for such movies as Layer Cake and the new Spider-Man movie coming up.
Layer Cake?
Layer Cake starring...
I know who it is.
Who is that that stars in that, by the way? James Bond.
Oh, the James Bond guy.
James Bond guy. Yeah.
Daniels?
Craig Daniels. Yeah. Craig Daniels. Anyways.
I think it's Craig Daniels. I think it's Craig something, though.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Just switch it around. I knew we'd get there. Anyways, Kick-Ass is based on a high school student named Dave who has the aspiration of becoming a superhero, so he does that. And in his journey to become a superhero, he ends up meeting two people that are more like superheroes.
I can barely listen to your summary. I hated the movie so much. I hated it so much.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
You weren't done.
No, I got everything out I wanted to say.
First, I would like Sean to what? How did you feel about the movie?
I thought it was good. I enjoyed Hit Girl. I thought that she was a star of the film.
The little girl?
Yeah, I feel like the little girl, Hit Girl, and Big Daddy, Nicolas Cage's superhero character, were the story. And I almost felt that the high school student, Dave, who turns into Kick-Ass, was the minor story of the film. But overall, I thought it was good. I thought it was entertaining. I think the last 30 minutes are entertaining. So there's a lot of action. That's my thought.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I probably didn't hate it as much as you did, but I definitely, I just felt like I did like Hit Girl. I thought that should have just been the storyline, though. I felt like it was like two layers of story, and that really the high school student part wasn't needed. I also was just not. Like, I felt like at no point during the action did I feel like there was a reason I should care, you know? I don't know. Like, just cool. It was a lot of cool stuff, but, like, no reason for me to actually feel like there was anything at stake.
Yeah. I hated it.
Yeah. What did you hate?
Yeah, there were a bunch of stories. And there were so many cheap laugh lines that keep popping up in all these movies. Like, you know how the Adam Sandler brand of movie, like Billy Madison, Happy Madison Productions, or whatever that is, they have all these little, whatever joke they can think of that's the funniest goes in, whether it means anything to the movie or not. They've been weeding those out, right, throughout time. I mean, as far as like Judd Apatow, who's replaced that genre or whatever. And Kick-Ass, I felt like, was trying to take the leap between being like a really funny, interesting movie where they take, it's a graphic novel too, right?
Yes.
So I felt like they were trying to take all these elements and make it one Kick-Ass movie. And it was horrible. They didn't have any genre down. It just was... the whole thing was one big attempt to make the greatest movie ever made. It was stupid.
I definitely feel like I needed to either concentrate on one of the movies, either one of the storylines, either Kick-Ass storylines or Big Daddy and Hit Girls, instead of going back and forth. Because it definitely created... imbalance, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was several different types of movie, and they just had no idea what they wanted to do with the movie. It was like a 13-year-old thought it up in his dream and thought, oh, this is awesome. And then he actually did get $20 million and went out and tried to make it.
And here's the thing, and I'm not going to, because you guys haven't watched this movie, but I think the closest comparison of a movie would be Scott Pilgrim. I think Scott Pilgrim does that same thing, but does it successfully. It actually makes you excited about those things because you have reasons to care. Like you have a protagonist that's likable, or not necessarily likable, but you actually identify with him. He's kind of bratty, but I think in this case we didn't have a protagonist that I really cared about all that much. At the end of the movie, everything is the way it was before the movie started. No character, I feel like, was really changed, you know? Like, all the things that are standard in a movie about, like, okay, we're going to have the protagonist go through all this stuff, mm-hmm. and usually at the end, you know, the reason for this story is that he either learns something and changes or doesn't change, but we get the feeling that, okay, this part of, you know, the storyline was important to this character's life, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know, for some reason I was like, I didn't feel that very much. Like, of course he learns, you know, like he gets his you know, his name and his identity and all that kind of stuff. But besides that, I don't feel like anything really came of it. I didn't care when characters died. I don't know.
It was like he would massacre people, and then there'd be a point later on in the movie where he would massacre people again. And the first time, he wouldn't care about it. Then the second time, he'd be like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
It's like, you are a completely different person than 10 minutes ago.
Ugh. Yeah, it was just too much stuff in a movie.
Anthony, what did you think of Hit Girl?
She was... I feel bad because she was part of something that I disliked so much. She, as an actress,
mm-hmm.
I thought she was okay. I mean... I thought she was okay. She was on the better side of okay. I judge children actors as I do adults, because you are on TV, or you are on my screen, so.
On a side note, I think she is in the new movie, Let the Right One In, or Let Me
Oh, the, yeah, the remake of Let the Right
she
One In.
She's the girl?
She's the girl.
Actually, I was really upset that they were doing a remake, because I liked the original so too. Much. But seeing the preview, I think maybe they're going to do it right. I don't know.
It looks like it's almost going to be a carbon copy, I feel mm-hmm. like.
Good. They should try. I mean, what would you, you know, how mm-hmm. could you change that movie? It was too perfect.
And she looks good in it, too. I mean, after seeing Kick-Ass, I feel like she could probably do that role.
I've never seen a child actor so good in my life as in The Fall. Have you seen The Fall?
Oh, yeah.
Totally like a movie you would have seen. It's done. Who did it?
I don't know the director. Oh, it's the same director who did The Cell.
Oh, it's like the weird like imagery. Like there's like a ton of weird.
So good.
Is it good?
It's really, really
good. I heard it wasn't.
Well, it's good. The little girl's good in it, too.
That is the best child actor I've ever seen.
Well, I found out, too, that most of it was
better than the sixth kid.
Haley Joel Osment? Let's not. It's not start comparing people to him. But she, a lot of
why
the scenes she
is that
did.
A soft spot for you?
Well, HJO is pretty good, though.
Okay.
But to go back to the girl, though, most of those scenes where I found out were an improvisation, actually.
So, right, you know. Which makes her a good actor.
I'm not
which, by yeah. the way, Bad Lieutenant has a lot of improv in it, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was pretty sweet. Not for not for this one.
Yeah.
That's okay. This is days later after we just...
Yeah, this is...
Wednesday. They didn't know. See, they
this
know
is 2011. September 6th, 2011.
Yep.
Louis just got back from surgery.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yep. Are you okay? Is it really hot?
It's hot for me. I'm a hot person.
Yeah. Well, I turned off the AC.
And it's fine. Let's just continue.
Okay. Well, really, none of us really liked the movie.
Yeah. What do you have to say about Kick-Ass? I mean, it was just a bad movie.
Yeah.
And I heard people say that they liked it. Like,
oh, people were like, Louis, you have to see this movie.
Yeah.
Which automatically puts me in the defensive. People said that about Scott Pilgrim, too, but I was just blown away.
Okay. How about movies that were hyped that you absolutely hated? Or not necessarily hyped.
But they didn't live up.
Not necessarily hyped as far as like media goes, but people around you liking it.
Yeah.
Brick.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off, fucking hated that movie.
Loved it.
And every one of my friends loved it.
Yeah.
And I thought it
was... We saw it together, didn't we?
A real tragic piece of shit.
Great. Excellent movie. No, you're wrong about that one. And I don't think people were really talking about it. I think you're now going back and saying that.
No, my friend Kevin loved the movie, and he sent me a text.
Yeah.
Christine
hated
it.
Well, but, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's a great movie. That's just a good movie. Inception, I felt like was overhyped.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
my friends were all doing the same thing.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It was overhyped by my friends.
Okay.
I understand your rules now, and I'm willing to play by them if you're willing to let me.
Welcome. Welcome to a reasonable conversation.
Okay, but yeah, I felt the same way about Kick-Ass. Adel was like, "Oh, you would love this movie."
I think I liked it better than what you two have said. But I think there's parts of the movie that I really liked, but most of the movie I just didn't really care for.
Yeah.
Oh,
most of the action scenes I thought were great, especially the hit girl in the dark scene. I thought was great.
Oh, the last action scene was fun. I mean, but like afterwards, I was just like, okay, that last like 5 minutes,
See, I'm not gonna give credit to shit that's there that's decently made. If an action sequence is like decently made, good. I'll watch another decently made action sequence in a decent movie.
Okay,
you know what I'm? I'm not gonna give credit to something that just has shards of. Because, yes, okay, there were a couple lines in there that may have been funny.
But you won't give credit to the action scene, you won't give credit to the whole entire movie.
If it's that bad, no way.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I thought it was interesting that they went with setting him on fire instead of poisoning him or whatever.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, if something is good in something that's bad, I'm willing to, you know, I feel like there's gray.
When it's that bad, I'm saying.
Whole entire movie's that bad? You won't
The
give
whole that? Entire movie's terrible.
There's times where I've seen a whole entire movie, but I've seen like 2 minutes where I thought it was great, and I'll give that credit. JCVD, I thought was just, movie wasn't that great until that part with...
The monologue?
Yeah, then I was like, that was great.
That was great.
And that I'll see as great, but the movie as a whole.
I don't know. I think I really liked that movie. But it wasn't what I expected. So it took me a while to adjust to it, you know?
What?
JCVD.
The Jean-Claude Van Damme thing?
I don't know. I guess I didn't hate it, but I also just was not impressed by Kick-Ass. That's all I can say. I don't even think it reminded me of a comic book. I really wanted it to be like, I was like, all right, a good geek fest, because I love that. But it's not even a good homage to, you know, like Scott Pilgrim is an homage to video games. And I mean, just next...
You're really...
Like, I'm going to see it again. It's... fucking great. It is so good.
What?
You're gonna hate it.
I hate that. I'm sick of the dude.
Michael Cera?
Yeah.
Calm down. So likable. Calm down. Such a likable guy.
Well, that thing about Kick-Ass is I don't think the character Kick-Ass was that likable or relatable.
Yeah.
He didn't seem... he just didn't seem like he portrayed geeky or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a problem for me from the start.
Sure.
What? The character of Kick-Ass, the Dave, just wasn't relatable or very likable.
Yeah.
And he had no... Didn't. He had nothing. He had nothing.
What did he have?
No.
Nothing.
You're right. I agree.
You're right. He didn't have anything. I mean, obviously, we can't disagree. Yeah. I know. I shouldn't be talking about Pilgrims so much, but I really... Like, they are so... Because one, they're just so easy to relate to each other. They're both based on comic books. They both, like...
Are we talking about...
Scott Pilgrim and Kick-Ass.
Okay. I don't think we're talking about it so
yeah.
much.
Yeah. You're talking I know. About I don't... But it's such an easy comparison to make. And one is a great movie. Great movie. The other one is just... Oh, is pretty bad. Okay.
Well, do we have any final thoughts on
Kick-Ass? Final thoughts?
About a word or two to describe it?
A word or two to describe
Anthony, it. Anthony, you want to go first?
Breast lump.
Breast lump. Nice. I'm glad to see that you learned from last time.
Yeah.
Louis?
Meh. All
right. Mine would be Nicolas Cage.
You wanted a big reaction.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to take meh.
But yours is actually...
Did you want a high five?
No.
Or did you want us to be like...
His actual... No. He didn't follow his own rules.
Mine would.
Those are your two words.
Mine would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then mine's would. Mine would.
Oh, see, he's owning mine it. Would. He's owning his own mistake.
Mine would be man.
Originally, it was going to be man. But you took it.
Yeah, and a scale of... One to, one. Well, I don't know, 23.
One.
One?
23? I would say backwards. A... I would say a 12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage is that?
Just over 50, 55 somewhere. I don't like know, 50,
why
did
you
somewhere?
Choose something that's an odd number?
Yeah, why don't we just choose...
I don't have a grip on percentages.
Out of 100, I would give it a 37. cool. All right.
Thanks.
Any final words?